Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and this is another quick tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series, which I'm featuring on this podcast, specifically for coaches and consultants to help you go from invisible to influential, a trusted authority in your industry, the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client's ready to move forward. Here's today's tip. So we're told you need more content more frequently across more platforms to stand out. And if you're building your reputation as a trusted authority, I suggest less is more. So I'm going to unpack this a little bit more. So not more content, but the right content. Content that is relevant and that nurtures your ideal client along the customer journey as you continue to build know, like, and trust. Content that challenges the status quo in your industry through bringing unique insights that only you can share because it's based on your expertise and your methodologies. And it's content that also compels your ideal client to take that next step when you invite them to do so. Let's have a look at the frequency. So we're told be more frequent, but I'm saying not more frequently, but the right frequency and the right format is to be your approach, is the better approach. For instance, are your ideal clients busy? Well, provide bite-sized content. Do they prefer listening to their content as they, you know, consume content? Create a podcast. Do they prefer reading? Then write. Or better yet, offer content in a variety of formats and at varying lengths so that your content can be enjoyed by your ideal client no matter their situation or their preference of communication and learning. So we're also told to be across as many platforms as we can, but I say not more platforms, but the right platform. So don't be tempted to follow those platform hacking bro marketing tactics. You don't have to hack anything. Your work and the impact that you've been making for decades speaks for itself. You just need to find the right platforms and the right way to bring that message out and focus your efforts there. So, do you need to focus and double down on one platform rather than stretching yourself too thin across many platforms? Do you need to refine your message so that clear themes and topics are coming through that's aligned with your ideal client and what he or she's looking for? And is there language that you're using, you know, the jargon and the terminologies that's related specifically to your industry, but it's just not resonating with your ideal clients because they have no idea what you're talking about? So use different language that is going to connect.
You've been listening to another tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series. I'll be back with another tip next week. In the meantime, this is a special message if you're a coach or a consultant. Are you struggling to stand out online? Maybe you feel unnoticed, unheard, and invisible. Go ahead and access my free masterclass on how to become distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible to your ideal client, even if you're in a crowded marketplace. Go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. That's industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. I'll see you in the masterclass.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.